Radio. This is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 18th of May. Holy cow, where did that come from? Can you hear that weird echo going on? This place is bizarre. Okay, take my headphones off. It is Friday, the 18th of May, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulsan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, well, it's quiet around the old Dave Radio Corral. We got no guests to talk to, not much going on. Mother's Day's coming up. It's a long weekend. That big wedding's happening. And it's my mom's birthday. She would have been 96 if she'd survived. So happy birthday, Mom. So we're just going to take it easy, play a few tunes, read the paper, have a nice start to the weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Okay, I figured out what's going on. I hit the button on the board that says mono backfeed, and I got some mono backfeed, and it was just driving me nuts. I hope you didn't hear it. Actually, I hope you did hear it, because then you would understand why I was so confused at the very beginning. But anyway, things are normal back, and everything's cool, and here we are on the radio. How you doing? Let's start off with some music. Let's turn on the Wayback Machine here and go back to, oh my goodness, where is it? There it is. One of our old pals, the great Art Bergman. One of the musical pioneers in the Vancouver punk scene in the late 70s and early 80s. And now the resurgence with his latest CD. But this is a song from back when I first started here at CITR in the mid-80s. And because of the weather and just the kind of late spring, it's almost summer kind of feel to the day, I thought this would be appropriate.
Okay.
There's a play going on at Pacific Theater right now that we haven't really talked much about, but it opened last Friday and runs until June 9th, so we've got another couple weeks left on it. And we're, in fact, planning on having the author, Ron Reed, who's the artistic director of Pacific Theater, join us on the show next week to talk in more detail about it. But I just wanted to let you know what's going on. It's called Tolkien, and it's written by Ron Reed, and it's the story of the creators of two of the most popular fantasy genres of the 20th century. J.R.R. Tolkien, who wrote the Lord of the Rings series and The Hobbit and created that whole Middle Earth realm, and C.S. Lewis, who is the writer of the Narnia series, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, and all that jazz. They were actually contemporaries, not only contemporaries, but they were, in fact, close friends. And they had some serious differences in terms of theology and the way they looked at the world. But they did come together in terms of creating some amazing fantasy literature. And so Ron Reed, as I said, the artistic director of Pacific Theater, went into the story of both of them to sort of delve into what their lives were like. I'll just read a bit from the blurb here. The enduring worlds created by J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis changed the face of fantasy forever. Frodo, Aslan, and the Pevensey children, and dozens more iconic characters sprang from two fertile imaginations fed by a friendship that spanned decades. The tale of how Narnia and Middle-earth came to be and how close both came to disappearing is chronicled in this new play. And it's playing at Pacific Theater. It's running, I think, every night except Mondays. Wednesday to Saturday with matinees at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoons. It runs from now until the 9th of June. And it's at Pacific Theater, 12th and Hemlock. If you want to know more about that, you can visit their website at pacifictheater.org. A couple of weeks ago, we had a visit from a new arrival in Vancouver. Well, she's been around for about 3 or 4 years, but she's just released her first EP. Her name's Rowan Porter, and she came in and sang a few songs for us. And this is one off of her new EP. The EP is called Everything at Once, and the song is called Sleeping Dogs.
Someone else. I'm not the girl you'd run into the street for anymore, just to get to her quicker. But if only I made you feel like she does. If only I made you feel like that. If only I was enough. If only there was a spark. If only I was your man. I gotta let sleeping dogs lie. You'd never meet her if I stood in your way. We were meant to be for only a time. Time and pleasure to have their day. Isn't that what they say? If only I made you. If only I made you feel like that. Oh, if only I was enough. If only there was a spark. If only I was your match. I gotta let sleeping dogs lie. Let sleeping dogs rest. And I get in my getaway car. And I'll drive and drive and drive till I forget. For now I'll let sleeping dogs rest. They howl in the night. They're calling me back. I won't give in. No, you know I'm through with that. But they howl in the night. And they're calling me back. I won't give in. I'm through with that. I'm free enough to go. I'm free enough to know. I'm free enough to go.
dogs lie. Let sleeping dogs rest. And I'll get in my getaway car. And I'll drive and drive and drive till I forget. For now, I'll let sleeping dogs rest.
So that's Rowan Porter. Our friends at It's a Zoo Productions have got a big show going on right now in a small space. It's called Wet by David James Brock, and it's playing at the Russian Hall in East Strathcona on Campbell Avenue. It's a very intimately sized play. There's only room for 28 audience members per show. And so if you want to go see it, I would recommend you make sure you get tickets. It runs for another week. Yeah, closes on the 27th of May. Runs Tuesday through Sunday. You can get tickets at Theater Wire. It's set in the height of Canada's involvement during the Afghanistan War, so it's about 10 to 15 years ago. And it tells the story of a specific soldier played by the great Genevieve Fleming, who was always worth the price of admission all on her own. Her character has come home from the war, but the war has not left her behind. As it says, presented in It's a Zoo's trademark immersive style and unfolding mere inches from intimately sized audiences of 28 people per show. Wet is an uncompromising look at poverty, mental illness, and the military-industrial complex. A lot of warnings on this one. Violence, coarse language, nudity, and other possible triggers that the production admits they may not be aware of. So they recommend that not only should you get tickets ahead of time, but you should also contact It's a Zoo. Their email address is itsazoo, itsazoogm, @gmail.com, and they will answer any and all questions, it's not recommended for audiences under the ages of 18. But if you think you're up to it, highly recommended. It's a Zoo always puts on first-class productions, always makes you feel a little uncomfortable, makes you do a little bit of thinking, but you feel like you've come out of it feeling like you got your money's worth. It's definitely worth seeing. So once again, it's called Wet, and it's going on at the Russian Hall on Campbell Avenue in Strathcona. And check out, as I said, check out Theater Wire to get tickets and more information. All right, back to more music. Here's a blast from the past, our friends Wooden Horses.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of veterans, I got to tell you this story. So I trace my family history on Ancestry.ca. And every time you add in new information, they send you all these little tips and clues and hints and things like that, documents and pictures. And so I had received from my sister some new information about my grandfather's family, and specifically about one of his older sisters, one of my dad's aunts. And the next day, I get this thing coming back saying, we have information, World War I military records related to the son of one of these aunts, a cousin of my dad's, who I'd never heard of. I don't even know if my dad knew he had this cousin. I came from a big family, and they were spread across the country. Anyway, it's World War I service records, and it's all photocopies of stuff. And the very first document, in red ink, it says, unlawfully absent. And looking into it, we find out that this unknown relative of mine, he signed up for the Canadian Expeditionary Force in World War I in 1916, almost 2 years after the war started. He was 24 at the time. He signed up in May of 1916. Did I say 2016? No, 1916. And then a month later, he's doing his basic training. A month into the basic training, he's in hospital for a parasitic infection of scabies, which apparently was quite rampant. It was like, you know, getting bed bugs or fleas or something, being in close quarters. So he spent 12 days in hospital with scabies, and that takes him to August. October, because he's a farmer, he gets 6 weeks leave to go back home to help with the harvest. They call it the harvest leave. It was a pretty common thing in the Canadian military. And after his 6 weeks, he gets another week extension, and then he gets another week extension, and then he just doesn't come back. He just never returned. And they finally tracked him down, and in February of 1917, he had a little court of inquiry and was struck off service, I think is the correct term for it. So that's the proud heritage of my family's World War I experience. Signed up, spent a couple of weeks in hospital, went off on leave and never came back. Yeah, there's your Canadian History Canadian History Minute for you right there.
Let's go. you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
Hub Cycling is hosting Bike to Shop Days on June 22nd to June 24th. Come out and get advice on the gear and techniques that allow you to easily use your bike for shopping trips. There will be route maps for shopping, celebration stations, which have info, snacks, and free bike tune-ups, discounts at local shops around Metro Vancouver, a passport challenge where participants collect stamps at celebration stations to win prizes, guided rides, and riding to local stores to show support. Check out bikehub.ca for more information. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 20th to 24th, 2018. Discover over 250 bands, comedy acts, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Deerhoof, innovative indie rock act Dirty Projectors, electronic innovators Mount Kimby, versatile folk pop duo Way Oak, futuristic hip-hop titans Shabazz Palaces, outsider pop auteur John Mouse, and many more yet to be announced. Visit sledisland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass.
What newspapers and magazines did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the
I've
world?
Read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
So staying on the theme of military and theater, there's another play that's opening this weekend, previewing tonight, and then the official opening is tomorrow night. It's called Soldier Land, and it's going to be at the Annex Theater on Seymour Street. And this play explores the psychological effects of war on individuals and communities, as well as the crippling changes it brings to society and human migration. It sheds light on continued wars in micro-societies and brings into question love and humanity in a time of war which is influenced by the power of mass media, governments, and the established order in this digital age. It's a raw and unwavering piece that examines the human condition on the subject matter that has plagued us throughout our history, war. Because of the sensitivity of the subject matter and the strong language used in the play, it is for ages 14 and above, so youngsters will not be admitted. We've got it linked on the Dave Radio Facebook page. It's called Soldierland, and it's at the Orpheum Annex, 823 Seymour Street, opening tonight and running until next weekend, the 24th of May. Other things that are going on this weekend, it's closing weekend for The Cherry Orchard by Anton Chekhov. That's happening at the Jericho Arts Center. We talked with director William B. Davis about it a couple of weeks ago. It features a lot of friends of the show, like John Prowse and Sean Anthony, Christine Iannetta, Bronwyn Smith, Karina Eckeson, Chris Walters, and Matt Loop. So a lot of strong acting going on in that one. And, of course, it's Chekhov, so it'll be... And the director promised us that it will be funny. So you definitely want to check that out. It closes on Sunday at the Jericho Arts Center. The Ignite Festival is going on right now at the Culch Historic. This is a youth-led programming festival, including spoken word, contortion, live music, short plays, and original contemporary dance, among many other things. At Studio 1398 in Granville Island, Star and Moon Productions is presenting Tape. High school buddies John and Vince reunite on the eve of John's film premiere at the less-than-glamorous Lansing Film Festival, but the need to uncover the truth of an event from their past may be the real reason Vince has made the trip. Oh, yes. And coming soon, opening on Tuesday. It's the Electric Company's production of 40 Days and 40 Nights, created and performed by Kim Collier and Daniel Brooks. It's happening in the Shadbolt in Burnaby. The synopsis reads, two lovers whose love exists across time and transforms across time, philosophize and ritualize love as a vital aspect of living. It's called 40 Days and 40 Nights, and it's going on at the Shadbolt Center starting on May 22nd. It's a casual Friday here on Dave Radio. We're just reading through the listings and playing a few tunes, some new stuff, some old stuff, some stuff that we like. And let's see here now. We pulled out the Ian Campbell Band. This is a guy that we met on the show about a month or so ago, maybe almost 2 months ago now. He played at Shindig, and he sent us a CD. And so we're going to play the first track. It's the title track of his EP. It's called Summertime Come.
When the summertime come, I'll be on my way. When the summertime come, I'll be on my way. When the summertime come, down to the line. The girls looking pretty, ow! Like I knew they would. The sun beaming down through the cracks in your eyes. Come on, pretty baby, won't you come alive when the summer. Summertime come, the summertime come, the summertime come, I'll be on my way, begging darling please, won't you come my way, when the summertime come, it's a mix to the mire. All of the time passing on by, the threads to your throne are tattered and torn. As you look around this dirty old town, when the summer, the summertime comes. Summertime come, summertime come, I'll be on my way, I'm begging darling please, won't you come my way, when the summertime come, we'll be down to the line, the girls looking pretty, like I knew they would. The threads to your throne are tattered and torn. All of the while you're growing your pile. When the summer, summertime comes, summertime comes. Summertime come, I'll be on my way, I'm begging darling please, come my way.
Miles and miles on this highway, just keep on pushing through another day. Well, I get so tired, but I can't sleep, so I pray the road my soul to keep.
That's a band that was one of the first guests on Dave Radio back when we were in the old Student Union building about 4 years ago. Komodo Wagon. And in a song appropriately for this weekend with the royal wedding and everything, it's called Prince Charles.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama
Dora
and
guest
in
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show.
We talk about
events,
actors,
directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Okay, well, let's go to www.riotheater.ca and see what's going on there this weekend. Tonight, it's Shakespeare After Dark, a live stage presentation from Instant Theater. Shakespeare After Dark is the highbrow fusion of Shakespeare, served with a side of improvisational mischief. In the first half, you witness a scene from the Bard utterly monkey-wrenched by an utterly stoned cast member, leaving the rest of the cast to improvise around them. Then, stick around for the second half, where the cast lays it aside to serve a straight-up Shakespearean tragedy, based on your suggestions. With a genuinely drunken, or in this case, stoned professional actor volunteering every night, no two shows are ever the same. It starts at 8 o'clock tonight at the Rio Theater at Broadway and Commercial. And also included in the show is a bit of live swordplay from Affair of Honor and some shaken burlesque from our friends at Geekenders. It's all in honor of the new Star Wars movie, and so it's called the Shakespeare Space Spear Edition, Shakespeare After Dark, at the Rio Theater tonight at 8 o'clock. And then stick around, because after The Shakespeare After Dark show, the midnight movie, actually the 11 o'clock movie, it's David Lynch's breakout classic Eraserhead from 1980. And it's on. No, 1977. Oh, my God, it's even older than I am. No, it's not. It's not older than I am, but that's another story. Anyway, Jack Nance stars as the title character in one of the weirdest movies ever made, David Lynch's Eraserhead, the 11 o'clock show at the Rio Theater tonight. And then there's some other stuff going on. Looks like some kind of film festival thing. Go to riotheater.ca to get all the details on that. Now it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Start out with calls for stage managers. There's about three different productions looking for stage managers. The Spotlight on Mental Health is looking for a stage manager assistant for some stuff happening from early December until April of next year. They want someone who has stage management experience and either firsthand or familial experience with mental health issues. Also, someone who is will be responsible for assisting with theater classes, administration, publicity, and other stage management duties. You contact D. Arsenault, D.Arsenault7@gmail.com, or just look up Spotlight on Mental Health
at Vancouver Coastal Health. Mascal Dance requires a stage manager for its upcoming production of O, spelled O-W, a contemporary dance piece, part of the Dancing on the Edge Festival, which is happening in June. And they also the stage manager would be great if they were also comfortable using a lighting board, although it's not a requirement. You can contact Chris at producer@mascaldance.ca or go to their website. Mascal Dance is spelled MascalDance.ca. And Axis Theatre is looking for a touring stage manager for their upcoming production of The Troll Grandfather. This show is going to be happening in early 2019, and they do need somebody who's got strong technical skills, some experience with tours, and a Class 4 BC driver's license. Chris McGregor is the person to contact, chris@axistheatre.com. And while we're talking about Axis, they're doing their general auditions in June. Axis Theatre produces tours and for schools and theaters, enriching curriculum, drawing audiences into stories, and giving them access to ideas in new ways. The original physical theater production tour provincially, national, and internationally. The auditions are happening June 25th and 26th. Deadline to submit is June 11th. And find out more at axistheatre.com. Spec Theater doing a play called The Ultimate Hipster by Ira Cooper. This is going to be for the Calgary Fringe Festival in August. They're having auditions in Vancouver on the 22nd and 25th, looking for a character to play the role of Barry, a male in his late 20s to mid-40s. The character is the first artificially intelligent, fully humanoid barista, so real that you would never know he was an AI hipster. Please note that a ukulele or guitar will be played in the show. It doesn't say that the character has to play it, just that it will be on stage at some point. Contact Spec Theater, SPECTHEATRE@gmail.com. Vancouver Fringe, we've got an audition for a show there. It's going to be part of the Dramatic Work Series, which is at the Culture Lab at Venables in Victoria. Our friend Shady Bushell is going to be directing Dear Elizabeth, a play by Sarah Rule, produced by Wonder Dog Theatre. The auditions are happening next week, May 23rd to 25th here at UBC, and looking for two actors in their 30s to 50s. Contact wonderdogtheatre@gmail.com for more information on that. So also for the Fringe, this is going to be at the main stage. The audition is happening today at the Concord Arts Dance Studio. This is for the production Shut Up and Speak, looking for a female, either cis, trans, or gender queer of all ethnicities between the ages of 20 and 45. Let's see, there's a lot to read here and we're running out of time. So I'll just say it's happening today at Concord Arts. And if you want to know more, you can send an email to hellodirecttheatre@gmail.com. One more call for a stage manager. This is for Pacific Opera Victoria, looking for someone to work on their upcoming 2018-19 season, specifically for the engagement of Beethoven's Fidelio, which is happening in September. I want somebody who can, along with the usual stage management requirements, also be able to read music and should also have some experience with opera or musical theater. Contact pov.bc.ca by Wednesday the 30th for information on that. Another general audition is coming up at the end of the month for Green Thumb Theater. That's also a theater for young people. And you can contact bronwyn@greenthumb.bc.ca to find out more about that. Speakeasy Theater doing a play called The Classroom by Markian Trasiuk. And that is going to be happening in November. The auditions are this weekend, May 20th and 21st. Looking for four characters, two Indigenous characters, and a couple open to all ethnicities. It's set in a Winnipeg high school in the 30s, I think. Anyway, it tackles the reality of embedded Indigenous racism in our communities today. The Classroom is a challenging piece that explores community and racial politics on the prairies. The ethnic specificity of the characters is important for this one. You can send headshot and resume to auditions at speakeasytheater.ca. Pacific Theater, we talked about them earlier at 12th and Hemlock. They're doing a live stage production of the play Kim Convenience by Inns Choi. That's the play that was later turned into a CBC television sitcom. They are specifically looking for actors to play the characters of Janet and Jung, who are a 30-year-old brother and sister of Korean-Canadian heritage. You can send your applications to ann@pacifictheater.org. The audition is on May 21st. Peninsula Productions doing Next Gen. This is a youth theater company looking for creative young people who are eager to become part of the company. You need to be between 15 and 30 years of age for that. You can find out more at peninsulaproductions.org. Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam doing The Black Hole, directed and written by Mandy Tulloch. This is a family fun musical that will take us into a magical journey exploring the black hole. The show goes on in September. The auditions are on Sunday, looking to cast a large group of actors and dancers and singers and martial artists all the way from age 12 to extreme end of that spectrum. So go to the Evergreen Cultural Center to find out more about that. Kaleidoscope Theatre for Young People in Victoria are holding their general auditions on Sunday in Victoria. You can contact them at kaleidoscope.bc.ca. Another Peninsula production audition call. This is Private Peaceful, directed by Wendy Ballard, and that is happening in November. The auditions are on Tuesday in White Rock, looking for all genders and ethnicities for these roles, specifically a versatile young actor who will play a character of Tomo, who is aged 18, but all other characters that Tomo encounters throughout the play. PeninsulaProductions.org is where you find out more about that. Classic Chic Productions are doing another Shakespeare for next year. They're doing Much Ado About Nothing, and that is going to be directed by Rebecca Patterson, who is the founder of the Queen's Company in New York City. That's happening in February of next year, part of the Cultures Femme series. The auditions are happening this coming week, starting on May 22nd. Contact Michelle at Classic Chic, which is CLASSICCHIC.ca. Our friend Tanya from Enigma Theater is holding auditions for her production of The How and Why by Sarah Treem. The production is happening in November. The auditions are on May 26th. If you are older than younger than the ages suggested, but feel you're right for the role, they do encourage you to audition for that. North Van Community Players doing The Importance of Being Earnest in September. The auditions for that are on the 26th and 30th. At St. Christopher's Church in West Van. Alchemy Theater doing the Rocky Horror Show in November. Their auditions are in June, and everything else is auditioning in June. So we'll just give you the titles. Rumors by Neil Simon by Theater in the Country in Langley. Align Entertainment doing Annie the Musical auditioning for that in June. And Razzle Dazzle Productions on Vancouver Island doing the Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular. They're holding their auditions in late June as well. If you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to the Vancouver Actors Guide, which is at vancouveractorsguide.com, or the Vancouver Public Library has a great audition notice as well, and they're at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay and a show that needs audience and audition needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. You can send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, or you can contact us on Twitter or Instagram at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Lots of great programming coming up this afternoon. Our new fill-in is coming in next, and they'll be followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2, and Nardwar the Human Serviette presents at 3:30. And Dave Radio returns at this week, next week, at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.